are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. Thank you all. I just lost my email. I like this email. This is from Monty. Doctor, I met this girl and I really like her. When is an appropriate time to bring up the subject of sex? See, I already think this guy's a good guy because he's asking me. I would say the best time to bring up the subject of sex is after you say goodbye to all your wedding guests. Yeah. Say goodbye to the last wedding guest after the wedding, then. Okay, I know, that's not practical, You know, I don't know, let me see. I mean, when I was dating many, many years ago, it was brought up a lot of times on the first date. It was brought up after school, before the seventh grade mixer. You know, so it was, you know, I would probably say, okay, what would be, you know, as a woman, okay, you know, never push it. Okay, and honestly, you know, a lot of women these days, they'll sometimes bring it up themselves. Okay, remember? You used to be the one to have to be the forward one. Now, you know, women are like, when they're ready, they're ready. But, you know, maybe, let's say, I think what would work for me, now remember, I'm not the typical girl. Okay, I'm not the most girly, right? I think I have a little bit more testosterone than the average girl. But probably what really worked for me is, you know, you guys have a great date, everything's going good. And you actually just bring up the subject and go, look, all right, I love where this relationship is going, but I don't want to make a mistake with you. And I know if I bring up the subject of sex or if I make an advance, it could be ill-timed. So not to take the romance out of it, but, you know, if we're ever at that point where you think you're ready, please give me a sign because I really don't want to mess this up. I think I got something amazing with you. And Dr. Dahlia, you know, being one of the most amazing radio hosts, I really don't want to mess that up. You know, and I think that would be, I just think that would be really cool. Really? You know, now think about it. Look how cool that would be. I think, yeah, women know what I'm talking about. Imagine going, you know, look, I'm attracted to you. Yes, I would love to, you know, have sex with you or make love to you or whatever the people call it now, the reverse cowgirl. Yeah, don't bring up any positions, please. You don't want to bring up, I would love to do the lasso, in the barn foxtrot. I wouldn't bring up any particular positions. But just, you know, being that honest, saying, you know, look, this is something, of course, I'm going to want to do. But if I haven't made any advancements to you, it's by no means not that I'm attracted to you. I am. It's just, this is such a good thing. I don't want to mess it up. And so I want you to, you know, be the one to call it when you're ready. Because, like I said, I don't want to mess it up. And I just think that would be, no, I've never dated a girl. I'm married to a man. I just think as a girl, that'd be really cool. Now, I'm sure some women are like, no, I want you to, you know, Brad Pitt me where, you know, just throw me up against a wall. And yeah, I could understand that. But the problem is, you know, as a guy, what if that's not taken well? I mean, if you really, really like, I mean, okay, if you're going out with somebody like, you know what, if I get rejected, fine, no big deal. You know, ain't no thing but a chicken wing and, you know, go on to the next woman. But if it's somebody you're like, okay, wait a second, this may be, you know, wifey here, you know, play it right. You know, play it right. Now, another thing I would probably like, okay, if I were dating again, is as, you know, you're telling me, you know, how I'm so wonderful and, you know, I have the best radio show ever, et cetera, you pull out a piece of paper that has a list of all your normal values in terms of STDs, okay? I would probably really, really swoon with that one. As you could see, my love, Dr. Dahlia, I am negative for syphilis. I am negative for HIV. My gonorrhea and chlamydia, you could see, is post-treatment. You see there? Pre-treatment, post-treatment. Yeah, and herpes clear and we can engage. Now, and of course, please circle the date. Okay, I don't want to see something from the 80s. Yeah, circle the date on there. That would also be nice. I would probably like that as a piece of paper. But no, good question. And Monty, I think it's a great, I think it's good that you're already kind of thinking and planning. I mean, I know, you know, most people are kind of thinking, okay, when can I get them into bed? But I think that's pretty cool, you. Of course, yeah, make sure you have the proper size condoms, absolutely. Okay, you know, make sure your mother isn't, at, you know, in the house, right, when this is happening, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, great. Good, good, good. Very good. Okay, for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. I want to hear from you. Any questions you have, any comments, anything you want to talk about, whether it's in the health care world, entertainment world, political world, whatever you want to talk about, that's what we're here for. We talk about everything on the show. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, or 1-877-362-3254. Of course, it's toll free. All right, you can also email me at drdahlia.com. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter. Okay, we're going to talk about, we got a lot of stuff to talk about, some TSA issues. Apparently somebody has figured out how to hide a gun, right, if they wanted to sneak through TSA. Kind of interesting stuff. Also, I don't know, this is kind of cool, some interesting last meals. I saw this article, interesting last meals. Well, that's kind of a creepy story. Why are there so many creepy stories in the news? All right, we're going to talk about medicine costs, some procedure costs, and anything I feel like talking about. Also, some good chocolate news. So as you can see, very, very busy day, but I want to hear from you. So call in at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Chocolate news, to me, interests me most, so I'm going to talk about that now. Chocolate lowers blood pressure. We've known this, but this is another study looking at 42 clinical trials that said people fed chocolate. Oh, that's another thing. Yeah, you could feed me chocolate on a date. That's very good. All right. Showed points in their blood pressure, a very small number of dip, but remember, a couple point drop still saves, I mean, shows an amazing dramatic effect of the heart. Also, you had flow mediated dilation. No, we're not talking about sex. We're talking about blood pressure. Flow-mediated dilation. You guys all got that? Yeah, you'll improve your flow-mediated dilation. Yeah. That's a measure of how well the blood vessels respond to increased flow. Also, that a dip in insulin. Well, that's kind of nice, right? You know, because the more insulin you have, the more, you know, weight you gain, and the more difficulty you have speaking on the radio, like I have right now. Let's go to break. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Looks like the music's on. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Attention. Information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
In the past, I've taken a lot of different vitamins, some through health food stores, some that friends recommend.
Colleen talking about her experience with Super C Veg.
And with the Super C Veg, I was seeing a lot better results.
Super C Veg with Vita D and C-Cal is the most powerful dietary food supplement in the world today, and nothing else comes close.
Super C Veg is a whole food that makes me feel good.
Think of Super C Veg as the un-vitamin.
I have taken other things, and they just didn't work. This seems to work for me.
And Super C Veg comes with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
Store-bought vitamins do not have the supplement and the full, whole feeling I have from Super C Veg.
Get 15% off your first purchase on our website, SuperCVeg.com. That's Super, SEAVEG.com. At checkout, enter coupon code UNVITAMIN. Or place your order at 866-C-VEG. That's 866-732-8344. Eating Super C Veg daily is eating right.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
What is the most abundant resource on Earth? Water. It's essential for sustaining life, but it's not always the most available. When disaster strikes, water quickly vanishes from store shelves, like it did during 9/11, Katrina, Japan, and in Joplin. 3 days without water and your body begins to shut down. Don't risk being without an abundant supply of water when the next disaster hits. Get a FlowJack hand well pump. The affordable FlowJack drops right into almost any well and is easy to install without having to remove the existing pump, giving you immediate access to plenty of cool, clean water. You could risk your family's health on a limited supply of stored water, or you could be prepared with the reliable, affordable FlowJack backup hand pump kit, delivered to your door for only $3.99 complete. See how it works at FlowJack.com, spelled FlowJack.com. Be sure to spell FlowJack.com or call 855-4-FLOWJACK. That's 855-435-6525. Proudly made in America. FlowJack hand well pumps. Peace of mind in a box.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. How y'all doing out there? I heard California wasn't hit as hard by that storm yesterday. I live in southern Nevada. There was trees flying everywhere and debris and power going out. And the Dr. Dahlia studios are in Las Vegas. I was worried we were going to get cut off. It was very, very rough. Patio furniture was slamming against our house. Yeah, our patio furniture is outside on the patio. Okay, I found this great topic to talk about on the show, okay, until I, you know, read the article, and it was kind of difficult to read. So, okay, here's the title of the topic here, constant stress is linked to memory loss. Okay, so I know you're all going, duh. So I'm like, okay, you know what, I am just going to astound you with how brilliant this study is on how stress could be linked to memory loss, okay? So, you know, I sit down with the article, you know, get ready to get to the meat, you know, of what this is all about. And this is the first paragraph, okay? The study found The study found that exposing juvenile male rats to repeated stress significantly impaired the temporal order recognition memory, a cognitive process controlled by the prefrontal cortex, reduced synaptic transmission and glutamate receptor expression pyramidal neurons in the prefrontal cortex. That was one sentence. Yeah. That was one whole sentence. I don't even know what the noun and the verb is. No predicate. Point out that the maladaptive changes associated with chronic stress in the study relied on activation of glucocorticoid receptors. Okay, you guys getting all this? I hope to high heaven you do. I don't. Chronic stress may lead to memory problems by interfering with glutamate signaling in the prefrontal cortex. Okay, great. They're dumbing it down for me because I'm having a problem with. All right, so I get it. You need glutamate. Okay, let me kind of rearrange a sentence. That's what I was taught in the third grade. All right? So you if you interfere with glutamate, are they trying to tell me that that's a bad thing? Okay? Wait, I got to go back to the first sentence. I'm sorry. This study showed that exposing juvenile male rats to repeated stress. Okay, so you're stressing the mouse. Oh, it's a rat. Okay, not a mat, but a rat. Got it. And they're male. Oh, so are they trying to say they're married? Okay. But they're juvenile male rats. Okay, so their mama. To repeated stress significantly impaired the temporal order recognition memory. Do you guys know what that is? I know I went to medical school. Just neurology isn't my thing. Now, apparently, now they're defining what temporal order recognition memory is. This is fascinating radio. Honestly, Rush, look out. It's a cognitive process, a thinking process controlled by the frontal cortex. Okay, I think that's the front of the brain. Reduced synaptic transmission. So I guess less transmission through the synapses of the nerves and glutamate receptor expression. Pyramidal neurons of the eye. You know what? I don't know what it means. Okay, forget it. Can they make my life any harder? Come on, I'm trying to do a medical show here. Really? Really? Just say stress bad, memory loss bad. Come on. Make it easy for me. I'm trying to teach here. How am I supposed to teach reading stuff like this? You know what? Maybe I should just read it in the journal article. What's the journal called? It's called Neuron. Oh, boy. No, there's no way I am going to buy a journal whose title is Neuron. All right, no, because there's going to be no pictures and small font in that one. All right, sorry, guys. If you want to know more about temporal synapses and pyramidal tracts and the neurons of the prefrontal cortex, you're going to have to listen to another... you're going to have to listen to another medical show. I know, I'm going to get fired. Oh, no, Donovan's writing me up. Oh, no, Donovan's writing notes to give to the boss. I'm in trouble. You know, Donovan, by the way, everybody knows how much I love you, right? Every time I talk to our bosses, I tell them how much I love you. I love you, Donovan. I really do. And I'm not saying that to kiss up because I'm afraid to lose my job. Here's the thing, guys. There's really no other medical show that does this. Right? Yeah, one, who would listen? But number two, I think I'm kind of in the clear. Until somebody else decides to do a medical talk show and talk about pyramidal cortexes and prefrontal neurons and synapses, I think I'm good. I kind of got a little monopoly on the situation. I should be okay. All right. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right. So what's this here? Bearded men are not as attractive as clean shaven ones. Really? I wonder if this holds true for women. They say, apparently, according to psychologist Paul Vassay of the University of Lethbridge in Alberta, Canada, and Barnaby Dixon of Victoria University of Wellington in New Zealand, did some research, and they say women do not rate bearded faces as more attractive than clean-shaven ones. Oh, no, I beg to differ. All right, I got one word for you researchers. MacGyver. Sorry. I love MacGyver. Why do I have the gigglies? Yes, MacGyver. Really? Didn't he have that stubble? Ooh, and Bradley Cooper in the A-Team. Now, face the old A-Team. Dirk Benedict, very clean shaven, very sexy. All right, but what about Viggo Mortensen in Lord of the Rings? Right, Strider? Strider had some stubble. Very exciting stubble. Because I think men are so sexy with stubble, that's why I have it on my legs. Okay, come on, come on. Am I the only one thinking my jokes are funny? I can't think my jokes are funny. You guys are supposed to think my jokes are funny. All right. We don't want to hear about stubble on the legs, Dr. Dahlia. All right, got it. Got it. Oh, I'm going to hear from the boss. Okay, so what do you do? Do you shave? They say while the preference may be culturally based, more than 200 women surveyed consisted of Europeans from New Zealand and Polynesians from Samoa, there was an interesting upside. Both women and men associated bearded faces with higher social status than the same men with clean-shaven faces. Alternatively, images of bearded men displaying an aggressive facial expression were rated as significantly more aggressive. Well, I mean, if you try to make the guy look like Osama bin Laden, yeah, I could see why that's a turnoff. All right. Apparently, they say this is consistent with the hypothesis that the human beard evolved primarily via intrasexual selection. Oh, now they're making this boring again. Oh, man. I thought we had an easy-to-read article. This is so hard to do with my lisp. Intrasexual selection between males and as part of a complex facial communication signaling status and aggressiveness. Do you guys know what this means? What are they trying to tell us? Look, guys, honestly, Brad Pitt, they showed a picture of Brad Pitt, right, with a beard and without a beard. He still looks sexy. Now, I do, okay, we got to go back to Viggo Mortensen here. I'm not done. Okay, with Viggo Mortensen, when he was in Crimson Tide, you know the movie Crimson Tide with Denzel Washington and Gene Hackman? That was probably the sexiest Viggo Mortensen ever looked, right? You could see the chin. I mean, very, 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 very good. But Lord of the Rings, he was so sexy. Okay, if you've got it, you've got it. Right? Right. That's why my ratings should not change whether I pluck the whiskers from my chin or not. Got it. All right, good. Let's go on. 1-877-DOC-DALI. You know, honestly, guys, you know, it's interesting. Let me stop here for a second. There was somebody in my medical school class. I don't want to mention his name because some of my classmates listen to my show and they get so mad when I talk about medical school stories. But there was a guy in my class who wasn't the best looking. But a woman doesn't even realize that if he is so charming, so funny. This guy had one of the most amazing personalities. And what was amazing about that is we were at, I went to UNR Medical School and then UCLA, and there's a place called The Wall. So for those of you from Reno, you know what I'm talking about, The Wall. All right, so we go to The Wall, and it was pretty much the main hangout in medical school. You were always there. No, I didn't drink alcohol. I drank club soda. But I remember there being there, my best friend would be sitting there going, look at this guy. Look at how he gets all the girls. And I'm looking at him, and again, I can't mention his name, and he really was always surrounded by girls, and he wasn't the most attractive. I mean, he kind of had a Clay Aiken thing going on, and Clay Aiken is cute to some. I mean, again, he wasn't ugly by any means, and he was surrounded by women. Yeah, we were looking at a good-looking guy in the corner that just kind of sat there, and he kind of was just kind of lumpy. You know, guys, you don't have to get the babes or the partners or whoever you're trying to get trying to look hot. Personality always wins with women, and if you make us laugh, that's even better. Girls like to laugh, and they like to feel pretty. It doesn't matter then that much, you know, whether you have facial hair, whether you don't have facial hair, if you have three chins, one chin, it doesn't matter. I mean, you know, the fact that my husband is still stuck with me, why? Because I make him laugh. So, and you know, just be good, right? And don't make them pay for dinner. Okay. All right. Yeah, you could go Dutch. Don't go away. We got more on the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Orgicillin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Respir 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super
Super Winter Special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes. Whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Folks, Iran and the Mideast nuclear mess is already ballooning our gas prices. Whether you're struggling with food costs, which are being blown up by gas costs now, or know that when the Mideast showdown explodes, whatever food supply you have is all you'll get because of huge panic demand. eFoods Direct Family Packs are the answer. Now, the most affordable, best food is saving you up to 50% compared to other poor quality food companies. The new Alex Jones Quick Fix Family Packs save you so much money, the savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. No matter what effect the Mideast crisis or the crashing economy have, you'll have food as delicious tonight as 25 years from now. Order now for 50% savings and free shipping on these affordable family packs. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
IRS. The three most dreaded letters of the alphabet. If you owe back taxes, have unfiled tax returns, are receiving threatening letters, or have IRS agents coming to your home or place of business, you need an experienced IRS agent fighting on your side. Call the Tax Relief Division of the Law Offices of Craig Zimmerman at 800-342-8068. Spearheaded by a former IRS agent, we know how to negotiate a reduction in the tax you owe, stop wage garnishments, lift bank levies, and negotiate an affordable repayment plan. With 17 years as a practicing attorney and an A+ Better Business rating, we'll get the IRS off your back once and for all. In fact, recently, when an IRS employee had a tax problem, she called us. Stop being afraid and call right now for your free consultation at 800-342-8068. The phone call is free and there's no obligation, so call 800-342-8068. Again, that's 800-342-8068. Actual results based on individual client circumstances.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali C. And the answer is, Ali C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali C. For more information and to order Ali C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali C.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Some of you that live in the Las Vegas area know I've been actually doing three jobs this week. I'm at my office in the clinic. I do my show with Genesis Communications Network, but I have also all week been doing part of the morning drive in Las Vegas. And today, whew, yeah, I almost got fired today, too, this morning. Okay, I could probably tell you guys, you know, it was caller called in. It was an accident, really. It was an accident. Caller called in having chronic UTIs, bladder infections. And she's like, Dr. Dahlia, you know, I'm not sure what's going on. I don't have money to go to the doctor, but I keep getting chronic bladder infections. You know, so I talk about how you could get chronic bladder infections, you know, holding your urine sometimes with sex. You know, women can get bladder infections with sex, right? You know, because sometimes if the guy isn't the most clean, or he brings bacteria from your backside to the front, you could, you know, get an infection. And I told her also sometimes it could be the same infection. And it's the first bacteria that never got licked. Now, I didn't realize my choice of words. I should have said, you know, the first bacteria didn't get squashed. You know, sometimes you can have an infection, the first bacteria doesn't get squashed or whatever. But, you know, I meant to say squash. You know, you didn't lick it, you didn't squash it. That's what I meant. And so, of course, you know, people in the studio were like, what? I go, sorry, my bad. Sorry. But everybody was cool with it, you know. So, you know, don't worry. If you think I'm going to lose my job, you know, with this show, I'm probably going to lose the other job first. But, you know, from what I heard, I'm still doing Morning Drive next couple days at KDWN, so maybe the boss said, it's a goof, you know, sometimes you goof. You know, I don't know, that's a word we use growing up. Yeah, you know, like you use, you know, I'm fixing to go and do this, that was something. It just didn't get licked. You know, it's a term. I think if you're already thinking about sex, and that's already the mode you're in, I think it's your fault, not the person who said it. Okay, I was just trying to have a conversation about bladder infections, and right? I would just, you know, yeah, the people with a dirty mind would probably have an issue with it. So, not my fault. All right, but anyway, but if my voice goes out during the show, it's because I'm doing multiple hours of radio a day. So, yeah, people are probably sick of my voice, yeah, but, you know, what do I care? I love to talk. Okay, so what's going on with these TSA nude body scans? Apparently a blogger says he has exposed a loophole. Jonathan Corbett claims he could easily smuggle explosives onto a plane. Okay, we're going to arrest the guy. I see what he's doing. He's trying to give us a point. Okay, so apparently he has published a video where he shows how he took a small metal case through two of the TSA's billion-dollar fleet in a special side pocket stitched to a shirt. He said this. Oh, I hope a bad guy's not listening to this. Oh, a bad guy. Well, you know what? This is all over the internet. He can't blame me. All right, they can't blame me. They said the scanners blend metallic areas into the dark background. So if an object is not placed directly on the body, it will not show up on the scan. Now, I guess in Europe, they've banned the airport strip searches over fears that the X-ray technology could cause cancer, right? But you see these pictures where you see like a gun and a knife, you know, taped to the back. And then you see a back of somebody, you can't see anything. And they're circling where he's hiding the metal. Well, that's kind of scary stuff. Yeah, but, you know, here's my problem with airplane security. Now, I'm not going to read any more of this because I don't want to give any bad guys any more scoop. My problem with this is these TSA nude body scanners came out after the underwear bomber, right? I forget his name. Right. Anyway, it was on Christmas a couple years back. And where did the guy hide the explosive, you know, the powder for him to ignite? It was in the perineal area. Now, this is radio, so I can't point to it. But just, you know, imagine. Okay, you know where a panty liner would go? There. Okay, guys, you got all that? Okay, good. Okay, so the perineal area. All right. And the scanners don't look up and in there. So when these TSA scanners, you know, start to go all over the place and, you know, everybody was worried about radiation and all that, I'm like, it's still not, I mean, again, yeah, I could pick up metal and all that, but if you have some very small powder in, let's talk about the history of maxi pads. Okay. All right, let's not. Remember your dog would go into your wife's maxi pads, right? And powder would go all over the place. You guys remember when maxi pads would have a powder, right? I'm not dating myself, am I? You guys don't remember that? Okay, I remember when I was in high school. let's get descriptive here. Okay, our dog was really attracted to that. And so in our family, tampons weren't allowed. My mom said it was against our religion. I had no idea. I tried to find that passage in the Bible. I couldn't. So we had maxi pads. Am I telling too much? I'm telling too much. But the dog would go into it, and there'd be powder all over the place. Okay, so what's the point? Well, somebody could pretend they're having their period and be wearing a maxi pad with powder. Now, none of my animals actually have gone. So I don't know if the maxi pads of today have the powder because none of my animals go into the maxi pads. So, you know, the point I'm trying to make is somebody could just wear a maxi pad and they could have the powder in there and these scanners don't pick it up. So the level of security to me is still faulty. And so, should you go through the radiation? Well, there's a couple different types of scanners that they have. One is more, they say ultrasound, whereas the other, those big, big boxes are the ones that do emit some radiation. Me personally, I just ask for the pat down. And not because I'm trying, you know, no, not because I want the pat down. It's just honestly, I've been cat scan. I mean, in our family, we have so many medical issues that every now and then, if I have to get a cat scan, I just want to save up the amount of radiation I'm allowed to get. And so that's why. Okay, good. Are we done? Do I have to bring up? I don't have to bring up any more maxi pad stuff. Okay, excellent. Good. Let's move on. 1-877-TALK-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Why are you guys so critical today? What's wrong with you guys? Come on. This is a very good show. I'm doing a very good show today. Okay, let's talk about the monkeys. So apparently the other members of the monkeys, I think they're all alive. Mickey Dolenz, etc. I guess they are not going to be going to Davy Jones's private funeral. The family wants to keep it very, very low key, very, very private. Davy Jones, as you recall, he died February 29th. I believe he was with his horses, you know, in the stables. What's the word for it? Where it's I mean, it wasn't like a car. It wasn't a very. Of course, it was stressful. He died. Never mind. He died there. I guess they planned to cremate him. But no, the other monkeys, cast members or band members aren't going to be there. Dolenz, Michael Neesmith, and Peter Tork. So I don't know if they're going to do a big thing like Whitney Houston. You know, I TiVo'd the Whitney Houston funeral. I still haven't seen it. I wanted to see what Kevin Costner said. I heard he made some funnies. Tyler Perry, who does Madea, made some funnies. I heard it was a great funeral. I TiVo'd it. But, you know, now it's kind of old. But I'll still probably watch it. All right. So Davy Jones, again, may he rest in peace. I got to tell you, still, heart attack at age six in his 60s. Way too young. All right. Yeah, that's all I'm going to say on that. I want some happy news for you guys, especially since you guys aren't liking the show today. Do I have any happy news? Oh, you guys are going to like this. Spiders, right? Okay, yes, spiders. You guys like spiders. Apparently, spider silk conducts heat. And because spiders aren't really the most lovey-dovey mommies, right? They eat the daddy. Well, spider silk can conduct heat, and it could keep the baby spiders nice and warm. Spider silk is probably some of the most, I would say, fascinating, I guess, of nature's products. Just heat, really keep the babies warm? All right, don't go away. More coming up. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com. Terraganics.com. or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
These are strange days indeed, from economic turmoil to weather-related events, and yes, even power outages. Hi, everybody. Jason Lewis here. Let me tell you why I use WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com provides the most affordable and complete ready-made meals for emergency preparedness and outdoor use. Their entrees like pasta Alfredo, savory stroganoff, and apple cinnamon cereal carry a 25-year shelf life and are prepared in minutes simply by adding water. They even provide great-tasting a la carte items like freeze-dried fruits, vegetables, and desserts to ensure that you have more nutrition and energy when you need it most. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample and see for yourself why they are the best in the business. For a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 1-855-FOODWISE and be sure to mention the promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Be wise and be ready with WiseFoodStorage.com.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
I need cash now to pay my bills.
Then visit 800USAMoney.com or call 800USAMoney now.
What?
Get a cash loan now. Use your valuables to get a confidential loan without credit. You don't have to sell your valuable jewelry, watches, cameras, designer bags, all those valuables in your drawers, closets, and attic. Use your valuables to get a confidential loan now.
Is this safe? Legal?
800-USA-Money and 800USAMoney.com are governed by the Truth in Lending Act, the Bank Secrecy Act, and we've served more than 20,000 customers for 90 years.
Get a confidential loan on my valuables? How can I learn more?
Visit 800USAMoney.com or call 800USAMoney. Don't suffer. Get the maximum confidential loan using your valuables now with no credit needed. Visit 800USAMoney.com or call 800USAMoney.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Yes, I've heard. All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Honestly, grumpy, grumpy, grumpy. Okay, so I guess, there's been bloggers and much media attention to the cost of healthcare. This has been going on for a while, But, you know, because now we're done with Super Tuesday, more of the same old rehash is going to come back up in the media. Remember, there has to be new stories, right? Super Tuesday is done. Okay, so, you know, we saw Romney won some states, Santorum won three states, Gingrich won Georgia, Ron Paul didn't win anything, but came in second in a few states. All right, so now we're back to, again, back to gas prices, right? To talk about gas prices again, and we're talking about healthcare costs. And I don't mind talking about healthcare costs because this is where I step in. And I guess, you know, one blogger, Ezra Klein, or I believe she's actually a journalist, you know, was saying, look, MRIs cost $1,080 in America and $280 in France. You know, what's going on? Why is this happening? And I mean, we know why it's happening. It's because of the insurance companies. You know, insurance companies have so much control, not that I want the government to have control. Oh, by no means. Oh, by no means. But we spent a significant amount of time talking about this in previous shows, such that, you know, this is the only profession that I know of where a doctor or a radiology place or a radiology company or even a pharmaceutical company could ask for a price, right, to be paid. And the insurance company says, nah, we're going to knock it down 70-80%, and you got to take the payment and like it. If you don't like it, lump it. And then you as a consumer, all right, you'd think you'd benefit from this. You'd think you'd benefit from this until you realize that you're the one still paying the 20%, and the insurance company is hardly paying any of it at all. So we're going to be probably spending a little bit more time on the next hour about this. Also, it looks like, I guess, prices of senior drugs have risen nearly 26%. You know, the people that really shouldn't be affected by this are getting affected by it. And I honestly, if I was a baby boomer right now, or I was a senior right now, I would be so sick of what's going on, because you've worked your entire lives hoping that you could at least depend, not that, you know, you were going to depend on the government the rest of your senior years, but have some sort of stability from a medical perspective, because you worked your whole life. This was supposed to be, you know, already set aside. You are putting money into the system. You're not wanting a handout. You have been putting money into the system since the 60s. This should be there for you. And what's happening? You're still paying more out of pocket. And your life savings is getting eaten into. And again, I'm frustrated because I don't see anything in terms of legislation addressing this. Oh, yeah, we're having the brand name drugs. They have to cut their price by 50%. Well, what are they doing? They're raising their prices first, and then they're cutting it by 50%. Right? They say here generic drug prices fell 31%, which is kind of nice, over the past 4 years. But brand name drugs rose nearly 41%. Well, why? Why has brand name drugs gone up? Because pharmaceutical companies know what's coming, know what's coming around the bend. Many of them are going to probably go bankrupt in the next few years. And like I said, I know we're not saying boo-hoo. I know we're not playing a violin for these pharmaceutical companies, but remember, these pharmaceutical companies are the ones that do most of the research on these fancy schmancy drugs that we want. All right. I don't really see a lot of companies being government funded to do many of these studies, clinical trials. Like what we're going to be talking about in the next hour is they think they have a way to allow your body to reject a transplant less. They think they have a way to trick the body rather than you having to take the steroids and the immunosuppressive drugs that could cause you to get infections and cause you to get bloated and very sick, etc. They think they found a way to trick the body such that it will accept the transplant. This is a fancy schmancy stuff, but I'm going to tell you, it's not a government study. Okay, these are private companies doing these things. So, you know, we have to realize there have to be some sort of a balance. Right? But as far as I'm concerned, less government, the better. Okay. What's this study? This is an interesting study. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show. Call in with your questions, comments, or just to say hi. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. A study suggests that listening to music such as Bruce Springsteen could make you racist. What? Did you guys hear about that? Research undertaken by the University of Minnesota says mainstream rock makes white people favor their own race. Does it? Researchers played a host of different music genres to 138 students for 7 minutes. The students were then told they were part of a study to work out how funds should be distributed within their college. Then they were offered a range of different ethnic groups to divide the money between. apparently, they say in this study, okay, that after listening to mainstream rock music like Bruce Springsteen, the white students favored other white students in regards to sharing college funds over black or Latino students. Really? Yet they say white students who had listened to more ethnically diverse pop like Gwen Stefani were fairer towards other ethnic groups. Okay, well, wait a second. What did Bruce Springsteen say? Okay, Dancing in the Dark. Everybody's Got a Hungry Heart. Hungry Heart, that's one, right? Except he sang it on key. What else did he do? Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band. Am I missing something? I don't think any of the songs were white supremacist or Dancing in the Dark. How does that make you allocate funds unfairly? I don't get that. I don't get that. Heather Lamar, assistant professor of journalism and mass communication at the University of Minnesota, said rock music is generally associated with white Americans. So we believe it cues white listeners to think about their positive association within their own group. I don't know. Don't get me wrong. Don't all ethnicities dance in the dark? Right? Salsa? Don't we all dance in the dark? Sometimes we're in our underwear, sometimes we're not. After listening to the background music with no phones or reading material as a distraction, participants were asked how their tuition money should be distributed among the Centers of African American Studies, Latino American Studies, Arab American Studies, and Rural and Agricultural Studies. Apparently, people listening to mainstream rock gave 35% of the money to the white American group and equal amounts to the others, while those who listened to chart pop split the money equally. Well, that sounds like a stupid study. That doesn't make any sense to me. I can't think of any other Bruce Springsteen songs. That just doesn't make sense. Well, you know what? Well, if this is what they're studying, I mean, I think it'd be nicer to kind of study cancer research, something like that. But no, you want to study Bruce Springsteen music. All right, I guess that's fine. All right, what else do we got here? Looks like FDA wants to ban caramel coloring in sodas. Did you guys hear about this? Okay, we may have to be drinking clear Coca-Cola. What's going on here? The use of caramel coloring in popular soda drinks such as Coke and Pepsi, they say should be banned due to a possible cancer risk. This is from the consumer advocacy group Center for Science in the Public Interest. Apparently, they sent a letter to the U.S. FDA. They say lab tests found the average level of 4-methylamidazole, 4-MI, in 12-ounce servings of regular Diet Coke, Pepsi, Dr. Pepper, and Whole Foods Cola was 138 micrograms, which is far above the 29 micrograms limit recommended by the state of California. They say the average level of 4-MI, this 4-methylamidazole, indicated a lifetime cancer risk of 5 out of 100,000 people. The risk could be higher if people don't drink sodas that aren't included in the calculation. Well, like, what about root beer? What about, like, AW root beer, that's kind of caramel colored. They said 4-MI, which is formed when sugar is mixed with ammonia and sulfites to create the caramel coloring that gives colas their familiar brown color, has been shown to cause lung, liver, and thyroid cancer in mice and rats. Well, mice and rats really shouldn't be drinking soda pop. The American Beverage Association says this is a scare tactic. Of course they do. And noted that the regulatory agencies worldwide consider caramel coloring safe for use in foods and beverages. You know what I found? You know what I find fascinating? Is when we were younger, we used to pick 7-Up because we thought it was healthier because it was clear and not dark, you know, with the caramel coloring. Who knows? Maybe there is something to this. I'll keep you posted. All right, guys, stay on board for another hour of the Dr. Dahlia Show. And don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. Take care.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and 4 other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-9673. 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extend.